Perek Zayin, Mishnah, Hey. Yatza Harishain Meis V'Hasheni Chai. If a woman was giving birth to twins, and the first baby came out while it was dead, and the second baby came out alive, Tahar, the second live baby would be Tahar if they had taken the mace, the dead baby, out of their house, out of the room, before the second baby came out. Harishain Chai, what if the first baby that came out lived, V'Hasheni Meis, is the second baby that died? Then, in that case, Tamei, the first baby will definitely be Tamei, because even if they took the second baby out immediately, since the womb had opened up, so the Tumah leaves the womb and comes out into the house. Because of the rule, Saif Tumah Latzeis, Tumah is going to ultimately come out through that opening. Reb Meir says, B'shafir Echad, if both of the babies were in one amniotic sac, Tamei, then the other baby will be Tamei. B'shnei Shafirim, but if it was in two amniotic sacs, Tahar, the live baby will be Tahar, because since at the time that he came out, the amniotic sac of the dead baby had not yet opened up, we consider as if it was closed, and the Tumah does not come out. Mishnah Vav, Ha'isha she makshe leled. If a woman's having difficulty in birth, and we're concerned that maybe the woman, the mother, may die. So the halacha is, mechatkan es havlad b'meyah, you're allowed to cut up or dismember the baby, the fetus, while it's still internal, u'metzien oisei yevarim yevarim, and take out the baby piece by piece in order to save the mother's life. Mipnei shechayeha koidmin l'chayev, because the mother's life takes precedence over the baby's life. However, yatsa rubai, if majority of the vlad of the baby had already exited the womb, even if just majority of the head had left, had come out, a negimbai, one can no longer do anything to hurt the baby, shein deichen nefesh b'pnei nefesh, because you cannot push away one soul for the sake of another soul. And being that the baby has a status of being alive, we can no longer kill that baby to save the mother.